Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the 35th episode of the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. Today we're going to focus on two learning topics to help English learners succeed. In today's episode, we're going to introduce our listeners to simple sentences. After this segment, we're going to continue with a motivational creative story with listening and answering comprehension questions written by Maestro Circe and published on Amazon in the books and ebooks titled Creative Stories for American English Learners, Volumes 1 and 2. Are you ready? Let's begin. How to write simple sentences. Introduction. In writing, simple sentences are key to clear communication. They help convey ideas in a direct and straightforward manner. In this procedural text, you will learn how to construct simple sentences effectively. What is a simple sentence? A simple sentence consists of a subject and a predicate. The subject is the main element of the sentence, usually a noun or pronoun. The predicate tells us what the subject is doing or what the subject is like. For example, in the sentence John runs, John is the subject, and runs is the predicate. Structure of a simple sentence. To create a simple sentence, start with a subject, followed by a predicate. You can then add more details to make your sentence more interesting. Remember, simplicity is key in a simple sentence. Examples of simple sentences. The cat sleeps. She reads books. The sun shines brightly. They play soccer. Tips for writing simple sentences. Keep it short, aim for brevity in your sentences to maintain clarity. Use active voice, make your sentences dynamic by using active voice. Avoid complex structures, stick to one main idea per sentence to avoid confusion. Be specific, provide clear details to paint a vivid picture for your readers. Practice writing simple sentences. Now it's your turn to practice writing simple sentences. Choose a subject and a predicate and craft a clear and concise sentence. Remember to keep it simple yet engaging. Expanding simple sentences. Once you've mastered writing simple sentences, you can experiment with adding more details to enhance your sentences. Try incorporating adjectives, adverbs, and prepositional phrases to provide more depth and context. Review and revise. After writing your simple sentences, take the time to review and revise them. Check for any errors in grammar or punctuation and ensure that your sentences convey your intended meaning clearly. Conclusion. Simple sentences are the building blocks of effective writing. By mastering the art of constructing simple sentences, you can communicate your ideas with precision and impact. Practice regularly and enjoy the process of crafting clear and concise sentences.
Fabiola's academic and professional success story. Creative Stories number 6. Once upon a time, There was a young woman named Fabiola from Argentina. Fabiola wanted to learn English, attend an American university, and make many American friends. Fabiola's dream came true when she applied, won the green card lottery, and moved to the United States for a better life. She left Buenos Aires, Argentina, hoping that her life in California, USA, would be successful and satisfied. Her parents were sad to see her leave, but gave her money for school and to pay for an apartment and other living expenses. She decided to move to Cypress, California, where she heard she could take English as a second language classes for free at night through North Orange Community Education, part of North Orange County Community College District. Fabiola attended ESL class every night and practiced English with the help of her English teacher and her classmates. Fabiola was surprised to find that her English skills were improving at a very fast pace. She loved the fast-paced nature of ESL class and how much fun she had meeting new people. Fabiola's classmates were also surprised to see how quickly she could learn English and always made friends easily. She felt very comfortable in the ESL classroom and would often bring snacks or drink into class. Her friends enjoyed her friendly attitude and ensured she felt welcome. Fabiola had lots of fun hanging out with her classmates and often invited them to her apartment after class. Fabiola's English teacher was Maestro Cersei, who enjoyed teaching English and helping students feel welcome in class. He encouraged Fabiola to improve her English so she could enroll in a university and work on her bachelor's degree. Fabiola practiced every day after school until she had finished the entire ESL course. Fabiola stayed at North Orange Community College District because she was really happy with the ESL class, and Maestro Cersei was a very nice teacher. She would come to ESL class every night, felt very comfortable, and made lots of friends. Her English improved quickly, and she was ready to enroll in a college's Associate of Arts degree. Maestro Cersei also helped her prepare for the TOEFL exam. After a couple of months, Fabiola was ready to take the TOEFL exam and was happy when she got a high score. She was very confident that she would get a high score because she studied hard for the exam and could do many things that she could not before. Maestro Cersei, the teacher who helped her prepare for the test, gave her tips and advice that she used during the exam, and she practiced the speaking section of the test with her friends to improve her speaking skills. Fabiola attended Cypress College, part of North Orange County Community College District, for 2 years and earned an associate's degree in English language and literature. She was able to attend classes at Cal State Fullerton, where she earned a bachelor's degree in English. During this time, she also worked full-time at a nearby fast food restaurant, where she enjoyed serving food to customers and making them feel welcome. Fabiola was happy that she could make a living and have the opportunity to get a degree while working. Fabiola received lots of encouragement from her professors, who told her she would do well in college and graduate with a degree. After she graduated from college, she worked as an English teacher at a private ESL school. She loved helping her students improve their English skills to succeed in the United States and find good jobs. Fabiola is currently a certified English teacher at a public school. She teaches students struggling with English and is dedicated to helping them learn to speak English better to succeed. She feels very fortunate to be able to help others learn English and makes sure to stay positive, optimistic, and encouraging when teaching them. Fabiola has plans to attend law school to help other immigrants become successful in America, and also hopes to become an immigration lawyer. She wants to be able to help people who have struggled with language or have been discriminated against because of their race or ethnic background. Fabiola believes she can do well in law school and law practice because she is passionate about helping others and improving the world. Fabiola's parents are happy that she is pursuing her passion for education. They feel proud of her accomplishments and want her to go on and do more with her life. Fabiola hopes her story can inspire other students to study hard and follow their dreams. Comprehension questions for Fabiola's academic and professional success story. Creative Stories number 6E. One. What were Fabiola's initial goals when she left Buenos Aires, Argentina, to move to the United States? 2. How did Fabiola's parents support her financially in her pursuit of education in the United States? 3. Describe Fabiola's experience in the ESL class at North Orange Community Education. What factors contributed to her success in learning English quickly? 4. Who was Fabiola's English teacher, and how did he support her academic journey? 5. After completing her Associate of Arts degree, where did Fabiola continue her education, and what degree did she earn? 6. How did Fabiola balance her academic pursuits with work responsibilities during her time in college? 7. What are Fabiola's current career goals and how does she plan to make a positive impact through her profession? 1. Fabiola wanted to learn English, attend an American university, and make many American friends. 2. Her parents gave her money for school, to pay for an apartment, and other living expenses. 3. Fabiola attended ESL class every night, practiced English with her teacher and classmates, and often socialized with her classmates outside of class. 4. Fabiola's English teacher was Maestro Cersei, who encouraged her to improve her English and supported her in preparing for the TOEFL exam. 5. Fabiola continued her education at Cal State Fullerton, where she earned a bachelor's degree in English. 6. Fabiola worked full-time at a fast food restaurant while attending college. 7. Fabiola plans to attend law school to become an immigration lawyer and help other immigrants succeed in America.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Cersei, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts twice a week, on Sundays and Wednesdays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.